Okay, so this is Ian Dumas with DonaldSquad.com, and I'm here today with Frank Grigo from Novell. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we're here at Linux Fest Northwest, and are you presenting, or are you just working in the booth?
We have a Novell booth where we're talking about OpenSUSE, and I do have a presentation tomorrow to talk about Mono.
Oh, it's tomorrow? Darn, I was hoping I'd get to see it today.
It's tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Okay, so are you pretty involved with Mono then?
Yeah, Mono is a project that's that Novell leads. It's an open source project that we've got a big team of people that we've got the leaders in Novell and a big team of people working on it. So it's very heavily sourced at Novell.
So what's so special about it? Why are you guys so excited?
Mono is an open source framework to allow developers to run .NET applications across platforms. And so Mono is integrated into our platform. It's integrated into OpenSUSE. It's integrated into our desktop and into our server. It's an excellent framework for Linux developers to develop applications, but it's also a really good opportunity for .NET developers to target more than just Windows. So the reason we're excited about it is because the .NET ecosystem is huge. There's a ton of .NET developers out there.
Yeah.
The opportunity for them to run their applications on operating systems other than Windows, I think, is attractive to a lot of people.
Okay. Now, for people who aren't very familiar with open source, if, you know, say a student wanted to start working on writing .NET applications using Mono, would they have to buy any licenses for anything? Or what would they need to start working on that?
No, Mono is completely open source. So you can actually go to the Mono website, mono-project.com, and download all the bits that you need and start working. I mean, Mono supports a variety of programming languages, including C#, Python, et cetera. I mean, it's multi-platform, multi-language, and so you don't have to be a C# developer. Yeah, it's basically all open source. We even have an open source developer toolkit called Mono Develop.
I've actually used it on my laptop. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty self-contained. It allows you to write the programs, compile them, and run them all in the same environment. It's a nice little SDK. It's free and easy to use.
It has a pretty similar interface to Visual Studio, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's got a lot of the same static type of things, drag and drop. It's got a nice designer where if you're designing Windows applications, you can actually build your window, drag and drop buttons, put entry boxes, etc., compile that, and then see how it runs. It's quite easy to use. Yeah, so to get started, mono-project.com really has everything that you really would need to actually start using. Again, if you download OpenSUSE from our website, OpenSUSE contains Mono bits, and you get your whole operating system plus the Mono framework right there.
So it's OpenSUSE.org, right?
OpenSUSE.org, that's right.
I've been kind of curious about the Microsoft Yelp stuff. I think it's been a while since it's already happened, but just basically, what do you tell people? Not really officially, but if you have any friends or whatever. I mean, it kind of seems like Coke selling bottles of Pepsi art or something.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the whole thing?
About how about the Novell Microsoft relationship?
Yeah.
It's going very well. I mean, what I tell people is it's been very good for our customers. So at the end of the day, Novell is an enterprise software company. We make our money selling enterprise applications and operating systems to our customers, and most of those customers have heterogeneous environments, so they do have Windows and Linux installed a lot of times side by side. And the genesis of this whole agreement was really customer driven, wanting to have better integration between their Windows platforms and their Linux platforms. So from our standpoint, we've got a lot of happy customers who have said, "Yeah, this really makes sense. You're getting Windows and Linux to work better together." That's, as an enterprise customer, that's what we really need. And the working relationship between Novell and Microsoft is very good. We're doing a lot of nice collaborative work together on virtualization, on systems management, on document formats. So now you can, you know, you can exchange documents between Microsoft Office and OpenOffice. On accessibility, we just announced an agreement with Microsoft to standardize on an accessibility framework.
Oh.
On their rich internet application framework called Silverlight.
Yeah.
We announced last year a project called Moonlight, which basically takes Silverlight and ports it to Linux using Mono. So it really is a very productive and valuable relationship, especially for our customers. And I think people sort of lose sight of how much of what we're doing actually goes back into the community. Right? A lot of what we're doing at Microsoft is making sure that we're working on open standards, and that Microsoft's work is open standards. And so we contribute a lot of that work back into the community. It benefits the community as well.
Well, I can definitely see how it's a good thing for the open source community. But from a company in the past that said things like open source is a cancer and un-American and things like that, how does it go from that to, let's just get along?
Yeah,
pretty amazing stuff.
I think Microsoft has realized that Linux is not going away. I think for a while there, there might have been there was a lot of FUD, I guess, spread about Linux, and there still is to some extent, but. I think Microsoft has figured out that it's not going away, that it's now an enterprise-ready operating system, and they really have to be able to interoperate. Really, the relationship is very good. The Microsoft guys are very easy to work with. They're very interested in interoperability, and we couldn't be happier.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say before we finish?
Yeah, just if you're a .NET developer today and you're looking at trying to port a .NET application to Linux using Mono, there's a really easy tool on the Mono website called MoMA, M-O-N-A. It allows you to run a .NET application through it. It spits out a report, and it tells you how well that application will be supported on the current version of Mono. It's a great place to start. It's an easy place to start and figure out how to port your application.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.